Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is a great dissenter when it comes to pollsters. Now, why should you take him seriously? Because he was the guy who got it right last time. He did. He got it right exactly, predicting the present electoral vote total, predicting the states that he would win, the states that he would lose. So what is it that the Trafalgar Group polling organization knows that the rest of pollsters don't? We'll talk about that with Rich Lowry of National Review coming up later this hour. President Trump is still speaking in Prescott, Arizona, and he just said that that Joe Biden should not be allowed to run, that he shouldn't be allowed to run. And he was comparing his children very proudly with Hunter Biden, who the president does not have a great opinion of. Can we go back to the president of the United States, see where he's going right now and sketching out his optimistic? Oh, okay. We have he has Kayleigh McEnany speaking right now. The one thing about the president is that he speaks about fake news. And the New York Times is a front page story that says Trump stays upbeat, but campaign turns grim. Sobering views spreads among strategists as election nears. Trump isn't just upbeat. He's exuberant. He clearly is in a very good mood. He loves the process of these rallies. And over the weekend, there was analysis by a number of smart people that said, oh, it's a shame that Trump is out of money. And basically, the Biden campaign has more than twice the money on hand, and they've been outspending Trump in advertising in various swing states by 3-1, sometimes 4-1. I know in Pennsylvania last week they ran 38 different television ads for Joe Biden. Now, that's a lot of different ads. President Trump was speaking about how easy it would have been for him to call oil company executives and get campaign contributions if he had wanted to do it that way. Aside from the fact that it's a little bit illegal what he's talking about, he said he didn't do that because it's not right. He said they want a permit, and I say, sure, but I need a campaign contribution of $20 million. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Okay, can't quite work that way. The president's back on stage. Let's listen in.
America first is about time. Did you see this? We're in a pandemic, okay? Because of China. We're in a pandemic. A poll just came out, Gallup. 56% of the American people in this brand new poll just came out, Gallup poll, say they are better off today than they were 4 years ago under Obama-Biden administration. And it's a record number.
Poll came out last week, actually. It's important.
Will you do me a favor, just one favor today? Will you please go out and elect Martha? Stand up, Martha.
Martha McSally, the incumbent senator from Arizona.
When we came in low with the helicopter, she said, "Oh, wish she could have been 200 feet lower." I said that we would only had 10 feet clearance. She said, "Not okay." She was a great pilot. The Warthog she flew. The Warthog's an incredible plane. Get her elected. please. I don't want to waste. We don't want to waste a lot of time, Martha. Get her elected, okay? Please. That other guy, he's bad news. I mean, he's good if you don't like. Does anybody not like your Second Amendment here? Because he will vote to get rid of your Second Amendment. You know that, you know? I mean, I know the whole thing of the history, and it's a sad deal and all of that stuff. But he's a radical leftist, and he's going to vote to take away your guns. And somehow, Arizona and no guns don't seem to match up very well. He's going to
he's
take away.
About Mark Kelly, the Democratic nominee.
Martha, she's a nicer person than I am. I say it very directly. He's going to vote to take away your guns. Now, I don't know that he'll be successful because hopefully he's going to have to go through me. But what the hell do we need that there for? She will be a great senator, and she has been a great senator. And, you know, she was appointed by Doug, and Doug is one of the best governors in the country. And he didn't close you down and you couldn't breathe like in Michigan. You know, the Supreme Court overruled her in Michigan. And, you know, part of the problem she had, the only one that had his freedom was her husband. He was allowed to go swimming, fishing, boating. Everybody else is on shore, and they see this guy boating. And who was it? It was the husband of the governor
Whitmer of Michigan.
That didn't help their case, by the way. But no, I mean, the people in Michigan, I love them. We're leading in the polls in Michigan. But think of it. You know why? Because we have many car plants. They didn't have a car plant opening in 42 years. And then I came along. Now they got so many of them, they don't know what the hell to do. We'll send some to Arizona, okay? And you already have them opening up in Arizona. No. But, you know, they got to open up the states. They got to let the kids go back to school. Barron Trump. Barron Trump had it, all these young guys. Barron Trump had it. He's very, you know, he's 14, and he's very tall. He is very tall. But Barron had it, and the doctor said, our first lady had it, I had it, Barron had it. Sir, Barron tested positive. I said, oh, wow, how's he going to do? Very good, sir, no problem. I said, good. Like, 14 minutes later, how's Barron doing? How's he doing, doc? How's my boy doing? Sir, he's cured. What that happened? You know? It took about 12 seconds. How's Barron doing, doc? I want to make sure my Barron's okay. Sir, he's fine. Well, what do you mean he's fine? No, he's all 100%. Can you believe it? Because I hate to admit it, all of us people that are slightly older, their immune system is strong, very strong. So Barron had it. It came. It went. He's immune. You know, that's the way it is. Oh, those kids, those kids. I looked at Barron like he was Superman. I said, Barron, you're my man. I said, how you feeling? He didn't even know what I was talking about, actually. Joe Biden is always and has been a corrupt politician. And as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family is a criminal enterprise. If you read this laptop, I tell you what, this is called the laptop from hell. The only laptop that was almost as good, maybe worse, was the laptop of Anthony Weiner. You remember that? Ding, 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 ding. He got hacked too, just like Scully got hacked. Remember he said he got hacked?
Okay, I hope Anthony Weiner, well, there's a similar problem for somebody else who on a Zoom call didn't realize that it was covering different parts of his body, who apparently is now suspended from the New Yorker for exposing himself on a Zoom call with business associates. Jeffrey Toobin, supposed to be a smart guy, that's not a smart thing. And Jeffrey Toobin, prolific author, legal commentator on CNN recently, and before that on, I believe it was ABC, in any event, a good deal of trouble. We will get to that. We'll also get to the amazing story of an economics researcher at Brown University, one of the nation's most prestigious universities, who tweeted that an Airbnb in which she stayed had Trump signs in the yard, which caused trauma for black people who were visiting there. Is it really that bad? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, there is a free resource that's extremely valuable to any American who wants to have more impact on your elected representatives. It's called ContactMyPolitician.com. And this is nonpartisan, no political agenda. The only agenda is to put the American people in closer touch with the people we elect to serve us in city council, in county boards of supervisors, in state government, and yes, in the federal government as well. If you have something you need to communicate, they can tell you exactly who you need to contact right away. At no cost and no hassle, let your voice be heard. The people we elect work for us. Go to Contact My Politician. The banner is up at michaelmedved.com. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Contact My Politician and help hold their feet to the fire. Speaking about feet being held to the fire, this is such a strange story. And it's not the first scandal of a intimate nature to touch Jeffrey Toobin. The New Yorker, Vice is reporting, has suspended Jeffrey Toobin because he exposed himself during a Zoom call last week between members of the New Yorker and WNYC Radio. I believe WNYC Radio is one of the public radio stations in New York. Toobin said in a statement, quote, "I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera." Control yourself, buddy. "I apologize to my wife, my family, my friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom." Okay, it must have been a really exciting meeting. Zoom meeting. "I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video." Nice try. The New Yorker spokesperson Natalie Raab said, "Jeffrey Toobin has been suspended while we investigate the matter." This is a little public service announcement. When you're on Zoom, by definition, you're broadcasting to other people. And I don't know. And when I've done Zoom, you can also see yourself. You can see what other people are seeing. They have a little box in the corner there where you can see what you look like. And I don't know, maybe Toobin's Condé Nast email has been disabled and he has not tweeted since October 13th. He did, however, appear on CNN. I don't know if that was by Zoom or in person, where he is the network's chief legal analyst. Over the weekend, CNN did not respond to a request for comment. There were comments, however, on CNN and elsewhere by Dr. Fauci. And President Trump was just speaking about Dr. Fauci, somewhat mixed, on his rally in Prescott, Arizona. And Dr. Fauci had this to say, actually, on 60 Minutes in his interview for that epic CBS program. He commented on how he wasn't entirely surprised when he heard that the president had contracted coronavirus. That's clip 8. Listen.
Were you surprised that President Trump got sick?
Absolutely not. I was worried that he was going to get sick when I saw him in a completely precarious situation of crowded, no separation between people, and almost nobody wearing a mask. When I saw that on TV, I said, oh my goodness, nothing good can come out of that. That's got to be a problem. And then sure enough, it turned out to be a super spreader event.
He's talking about the event with Amy Coney Barrett. You can't blame her at all. She's already had the virus and recovered from it. Dr. Fauci also talked, and this I found particularly sad, talked about some of the ways that his life has changed recently. This is clip number 9, please.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders, is like house arrest. Other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
That's Bill Barr. That's actually Bill Barr. And what Fauci talked about was his security detail. that he needed now. Do we have that one, Jeremy? That's clip 9? Yeah. Okay, he now requires a full-time security detail when he exercises outside. And his family has received multiple incredible threats about their lives being threatened. Now, he served 6 prior presidents. He never needed a security detail. It's a terrible moment for America when people want to threaten the life of Dr. Fauci. Of course, he is someone who is often the focus of conspiracy theorists like QAnon. But the idea that this 79-year-old public servant should now need a security detail to protect him, it's not a good statement about where the country is or where we're going. He also answered a question, this is clip 10, about why he changed course on the issue of mask wearing from the early days of the pandemic. Listen.
So let's see if we could put this to rest once and for all. It became clear that cloth coverings, things like this here, and not necessarily a surgical mask or an N95, cloth coverings work. So now there's no longer a shortage of masks. Number 2, meta-analysis studies show that, contrary to what we thought, masks really do work in preventing infection.
No doubt.
So no doubt.
So when you find out you were wrong, you don't double down.
No, when you find out you're wrong, it's a manifestation of your honesty to say, hey, I was wrong, I did subsequent experiments, and now it's this way.
Okay, what he's talking about here is that when initially he expressed doubts about masks for the general public, it was at a time when there weren't enough masks for medical personnel. And that went on for 3 weeks, and it was shocking, and it's one of the ways in which the handling of this matter by the Centers for Disease Control and other aspects of the federal government could have been much, much better. And, of course, if you have a limited supply of masks, we have now an unlimited supply of masks. We have all the masks we need. If you have a limited supply of masks, you want to prioritize those masks going to first responders, to medical personnel, and others who are going to need them most. Dr. Fauci should live and be well and continue with strength to help get us through to the other side of this purgatorial nightmare. It's a purgatorial pandemic is what it is. When we come back, we will be speaking with Rich Lowry, who's editor of the National Review. This morning, he just published a fascinating exchange with the one pollster who's confident that Trump just about has this election in the bag. Why does the Trafalgar Group poll believe that? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The country and culture.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package continuing, the Senate will take up their own stimulus measures this week. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley tells Fox News that he feels the American people can't wait for a deal from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
So the Republicans in the United States Senate this week are going to move through what's really urgent and what we know that there's bipartisan agreement on, and see if we can get some debate in the United States Senate to move something along. We can't wait for Mnuchin and Pelosi to get together.
As air travel slowly recovers in the midst of the pandemic, the TSA says they've screened 1 million passengers in a day for the first time since March. The Transportation Security Administration says they screened 1.03 million passengers at the nation's airports on Sunday. It's the first time the passenger count has exceeded 1 million since March 16th. Despite the rise, that's still nearly 60% fewer passengers from the same time last year. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the show, the editor of National Review and the author of The Case for Nationalism, Rich Lowry. Rich had a piece this morning that I found utterly fascinating and very important. And the piece is based on an interview that you conducted with a guy named Robert Cahaley, who was behind the Trafalgar Group pollsters. And he seems to be the only major national pollster at the moment who believes that with 2 weeks to go, Trump actually has a fairly secure lead. Why does he turn out to view this thing so differently from a lot of his colleagues?
Well, thanks for having me on, Michael. So it's Robert's contention that there's this thing called social respectability bias, which is a real thing, which is where a stranger calls you up and you're not going to tell the stranger your real opinion on a controversial matter, controversial figure, because you don't want the person judging you. And you don't know who this person is. You don't know what they're going to do really with the information. So you keep your opinion to yourself. This used to be known, Michael, for those of us like you and me, are kind of older gents, have been around the block a few times. It used to be known as the Bradley effect. From a candidate out in California who underperformed his polls. And it's Cahaley's contention that this was a major factor in pollsters getting it wrong at the state level in 2016, and they're missing the story again because they're not accounting for this and not using the methods that Cahaley thinks pollsters should to make respondents feel comfortable, feel as though they're totally anonymous, and tell pollsters their real views.
I've always found it fascinating that people talk about the Bradley effect, because I was living in California at the time of that election, and that was Mayor Tom Bradley, who was the first black mayor of Los Angeles, and there's now a terminal named after him at L.A. International Airport. And there's no doubt that he was polling so well, and then, boom, he lost. And that some of that was that people may have been responding to him with a tinge of racism, I think the idea is, and they didn't want to admit in any event that they were voting against the black guy. The interesting thing for me is there was no Bradley effect of any kind with the polling regarding Barack Obama. If anything, mm-hmm. he outperformed his polling numbers in 2008, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's an interesting counterexample. He did. It wasn't really evident with Obama. But it's Kahale's belief that now any sort of social respectability bias is kind of off the charts, because you have conservatives positively fearful. You know, you say the wrong thing, you're going to get fired. You say you're for Trump,
canceled.
People are going to hate you or expose you. Yeah, so look, this poll's an outlier. His polls are outliers. You know, it's safer to go with the average, but I thought it was just, it's worth airing what he had to say, because in 2016 he nailed a lot of these battleground states when other pollsters missed them, and he nailed the Florida gubernatorial race in 2018 when every other pollster missed that one as well.
Right, and again, if you have a track record, you have to take it seriously. Now, as I read your article, it looks like he's predicting that President Trump would win somewhere in the high 270s, 276, 277, 278, something like that in terms of electoral votes, which, as far as I can see, based on his opinions, is he's assuming Trump could lose Pennsylvania. And he could lose, say, Wisconsin. And if he continues to carry all of the states he carried last time, including Arizona and North Carolina and Florida and Georgia and other battlegrounds this time, and Michigan, he thinks he's going to carry Michigan. If Trump wins all those states, then that gets you to that number. It's 276 if he just loses Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Is that the path that he envisions to the White House?
Yeah, basically. He thinks he's going to win Pennsylvania as well. His polling doesn't have him ahead in Pennsylvania at the moment. But this is the path that the Trump campaign believes in as well. Basically, it's holding everything, not losing anything from 16, not winning Wisconsin, and winning one of Michigan or Pennsylvania. If you can do that, you know, he's over the top again in a narrow victory. And if you look at the polling averages in all those states, you know, Florida, Biden, you know, barely ahead, maybe a point or something in the average, almost basically a tie in North Carolina. It's not hard to see him winning those states. Arizona, he's a little bit behind. But, you know, within range, it's Pennsylvania and Michigan that still look like the heavy lifts, where he, and the average is Trump's behind, you know, by 5 or 6 points. So you either have to have a big polling error in those states, or you need Trump to make up some ground in the last 2 weeks here.
I actually tweeted about one of Robert's polls for the state of Michigan that showed John James, the fine Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, suddenly moving ahead of the incumbent Senator Gary Peters. Now, that could mean continued GOP control of the Senate and Mitch McConnell in the place of Chuck Schumer, God help us. But with something like that, do you happen to know, does that indicate that with John James running ahead of the president in the state of Michigan, he's African-American, he's black, Army veteran, extremely persuasive guy. Could that indicate that John James is winning at least more respectable support in the African-American community than President Trump?
I haven't looked at it. That would be my guess. He's a highly talented candidate. Just a thousand watt
smile. Terrific.
John James, great bio, really solid. And a kind of guy that about 30 other states where he would just, it's a cinch that he would be a senator. It's just the question is whether he can get over the top in a blue state like Michigan. So Trafalgar's the only pollster. Roberts the only pollster that has him ahead. There are a couple polls that have had it close. But if James wins Michigan, it's there's no doubt Republicans are holding the Senate because that's kind of a reach for them at the moment.
In terms of the way this turns out, do you think that there's a good chance? Do you tend to believe that Robert Cahaly of Trafalgar Group will prove correct in his projection of a President Trump victory with a few electoral votes to spare?
I tend to be more conventional. I look at the averages. I think Trump's behind. And if I had to guess right now, I'd say he loses, but I have this enormous asterisk that I thought the same thing in 2016, and there's something out there that was missed in 2016, so I just can't discount that the same thing might be happening now, which is why I took the time to do an hour-long interview with Robert and write up a piece so people can kind of consider it for themselves, and at least there's a different piece of information out there.
It's a great piece. We're posting it to our website. You know what the big difference is between the polling 2 weeks before the election in 2016 and now? The biggest difference is not the totals for Trump or for Hillary. The biggest difference is the third-party vote. The third-party vote they were projecting 2 weeks before the election would be 12%. Now, it wasn't, but it was 6%. Right now, they're projecting third party and undecided at only 6% nationally. That's the average. So Trump, according to this polling, would need to win a majority of those people, get a lot of the people who are voting Libertarian, or he's probably not going to take a lot of votes away from the Green Party, you think? Maybe get some of those Kanye voters come home?
Yeah. Well, in 16, one of the factors was that there was just a snapback at the end where suburban Republicans came back to Trump, some significant increment. So it's not crazy that that wouldn't happen again. It's harder. All this is a harder lift because he's an incumbent president rather than the outsider.
I appreciate it. Rich Lowry, his piece on the pollster who thinks Trump is ahead, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Right now, demand. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, one of the points that I know both campaigns are working on is focus, because this election is going to be greatly impacted by the debate that is occurring on Thursday night. And I would imagine if your name is Donald J. Trump, or if your name is Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., you are thinking of almost nothing else other than how to approach that debate. And one of the things, particularly because they lost the second debate, this is the last big shot that each candidate has to put across a theme. We know the theme that Joe Biden is going to try to put across, which is that we need to unify the country, we need to bring people together. I'm really a moderate guy. I'm not some crazy radical, as people want to suggest. I'm a moderate guy with a long record, and I can do a better job than my opponent in unifying the country. That's as simplistic as it sounds. That's the Biden campaign. And part of that is that we need to unify the country in order to deal with a COVID-19 pandemic and continued problems. The difficulty for the Trump campaign is that if he has not found a theme yet, I think one of the things we were listening to his rally speech, which was vintage Trump. He was exuberant. He was in a good mood, and he was all over the lot. What does one take away as a theme for that, other than I'm great and the other guy's a jerk? And I do think that there are a number of pieces, and some of them very sympathetic to President Trump, that say that he needs to come out to the debate, which is taking place in Nashville, in Tennessee, on Thursday night, with a clear, coherent theme that goes beyond, we're going to make America great again. And his strongest argument, of course, has been that I built up the economy to great success before, then the China virus ruined it, and right now we're on our way back, and I am the one to do that. All the progress will be erased by Joe Biden, et cetera, et cetera. The idea of staying on a theme
is that you hammer it home again and again and again. And usually President Trump is pretty adept at that. So we will see. One of the other themes that he uses, and I think very effectively, I think a lot of people would say the most effective Trump speech of the campaign so far, and even though it wasn't officially a campaign speech, it really was a speech at Mount Rushmore about defending American history. And people are very sensitive to this right now, and with good reason, because the left is completely off the rails. And it would be very appropriate for President Trump to bring something like this up, though with the risk that even Joe Biden might speak out against it. And in fact, let's cover that, because it's important that people know this. It would be a multicultural update. We have a segment of the show we do from time to time, a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
Imagine all the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
San Francisco officials are seeking to rename at least 44 schools whose names have potential ties to slavery, genocide, colonization, and worker exploitation. The San Francisco School Names Advisory Committee set a list of criteria for renaming schools named after individuals who, among other things, were directly involved in the colonization of people, involved as slave owners or participants in slavery, anyone known for racist or white supremacist beliefs, and anyone who exploited workers. Among the schools that would be receiving a name change, Abraham Lincoln High School. Now, what exactly is the problem with Lincoln? He never exploited workers. He wasn't involved with colonization. In fact, again, the idea that he was involved with slavery. He's the guy who ended slavery. No, they say he was added to the list based on the alleged mistreatment of Native Americans. And what all of this goes to, and we've talked about it before, is the Dakota War in 1862, where he actually saved the lives by commuting their sentences of more than 260 Native Americans who had been condemned to death. He commuted their sentences. He saved them from the gallows. And there were 38 Native Americans who were executed for rape, murder, and mass murder of some 450 to 1,000 people. Anyway, George Washington High School is on the list. Paul Revere K-8 School. My younger brothers all went to a junior high school called Paul Revere Junior High School in L.A. What's the matter with Paul Revere? No, seriously, where was he involved in colonization or exploiting workers? He was never rich enough to exploit workers. What did Paul Revere do? He was anti-British. That was true. Did he exploit his horse? Honest to God, what is the problem? He's a silversmith. Jefferson Elementary, well, that's gone. Board President Mark Sanchez requested the 44 schools on the list come up with an alternative name. Despite that, students at the moment are at home learning. Some even struggling, as the report indicates. And the head of the school board said, "I don't think there is ever going to be a time when people are ready for this. Predictably, people are going to be upset no matter when we do this. So we might as well get it done." Okay. So what are the alternative names? Do you have any suggestions? It might be a little bit difficult, right? Who are the alternative names for Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Paul Revere? It almost certainly would have to be somebody who was born, after 1900, probably after 1950. Because otherwise, I mean, what if somebody holds homophobic attitudes or sexist attitudes? I think they already have a Harvey Milk school in San Francisco. They could name Nancy Pelosi. That would be elementary school, I'm sure. This is truly, this is the kind of thing that drives Americans crazy, really. Because first of all, at a time of budgetary crisis for many of our cities, and San Francisco just won the distinction, the Orkin Exterminator people do an annual award for the rattiest cities in America. And San Francisco was fifth. Thank God Seattle wasn't on the list. You know what's the number one rattiest city? Jeremy, did you see this? Do you know which is the rattiest city in the country? Chicago, once again, winning the championship. At least the rats can take care of... I was going to make a terrible remark about all the dead bodies, but it's not a joking matter. Chicago first, New York second, Washington, D.C. third. And then there's San Francisco. Okay, they can't get rid of the rats, but they're going to get rid of the names on high schools and elementary schools and middle schools first. This is an unbelievable thing. Jonathan Alloy, whose children attend one of the schools on the list, said the request for name changes is a waste of resources at this time, you think? Principals are devoting resources to this. We're being presented with it as a fait accompli. We're not actually helping disadvantaged children by changing the name of the school they can't attend. Okay, he's exactly right. And we can do better, don't you think? I mean, honestly, all of us, regardless of what side you're on politically, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
In session.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.